And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
This is called...
I want my hand back.
Hello. Do you know how Drag Queen does it? Let me demonstrate, and then if you repeat after me. You go, hey! Hey! Thank you very much.
Do you know where that is? KALW's Corinne Smith has the answer.
Walking into the San Francisco Library in Bernal Heights on a Saturday afternoon, I see it's packed with excited, brightly clad kids and caregivers here for story time. Wearing a black sequined gown, stilettos, and a platinum blonde wig, seated with long painted nails holding a book. It's Yves Saint Croissant, aka Sean Santos, one of San Francisco's beloved drag queens.
Oh my goodness. Please don't ever make me read this book again. It's so silly. In fact, it's completely and utterly preposterous.
Welcome to the Drag Queen Story Hour, where San Francisco's queens take the show to a different kind of stage to perform story time.
It's just too ridiculous to read. The end. Bonk!
Jenny Proenza and her 5-year-old daughter are enjoying the show.
It's so nice to see a little slice of fabulous in Bernal Heights, so I couldn't resist the opportunity to pop in.
Mama, don't speak in the microphone.
You like and it? One thing that was really nice is that we had a whole conversation about gender and identity that came out of this presentation. Just the presentation as far as dress and options in fashion choices and identity, which is something that we talk about at home a lot as a non-gender conforming family, and it's really nice to see that reflected out in the world, especially for Pride.
Radar Productions has organized readings in New York City, Los Angeles, and the Bay Area. The queens choose their favorite books like Worm Loves Worm, My Princess Boy, or this one that Yves Saint Croissant likes.
Oh yeah, My Teacher is a Monster. That's a new favorite of mine. When I first picked it up, I found it surprising that this teacher was actually a monster through perception, and I liked that. Through bonding and going through an experience outside of their normal everyday, they were able to see the true soul behind. And sometimes we don't see like the true beautiful nature of people.
The Drag Queen Story Hour was founded in 2015, and since then it's grown across the country. There have been 6 library readings this year in honor of Pride Month, and dozens more in classrooms and bookstores. One takes place a week after the Bernal Heights reading at the Diamond District Rec Center in Oakland.
Wow, this is so exciting to have you all out today for Drag Queen Story Hour, the East Bay debut of this program that's been happening.
Oakland's first Drag Queen Story Hour is a hit. More than 300 people show up for story time with Beatrice Thomas, whose alter ego is Black Benatar.
How do you normally say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Do you know how Drag Queen does it? Let me demonstrate, and then if you repeat after me, you go, hey! Hey!
By the second book, kids are on their feet at the front of the large circle, jumping and laughing through the story. Some recognize books like This Day in June. It's a story of the annual Pride Parade and everyone who's a part of it.
This day in June, parade starts soon. Rainbow arches, joyful marches.
We have that book.
That's a good book.
3-year-old Ezra Goodman Lucker shouts out during the show. His papa, Carrick, says the queens are a positive role model.
So we were explaining drag queens to Ezra last night. My partner said that a drag queen is someone who is a man most of the time and on special occasions likes to put on really fabulous clothes and really beautiful makeup. And so Ezra said, I want to be a drag queen. So we said, hooray, fabulous.
This day in June, We are all united.
Oakland Library administrators say they've gotten lots of requests to make Drag Queen Story Hour a recurring event all year long. It's the same in San Francisco. Back in Bernal Heights, after Yves Saint Croissant's reading, there's face painting, there's cookies, and kids line up to meet the queen.
That is just a feeling that can't be explained through anything else. I think what it stems from is me feeling a little bit uncomfortable in the feelings or the desires of wanting to dress up or be creative and play with my gender a little bit. The feeling of acceptance, I think, does a lot for the little boy inside of me that didn't feel, I mean, that was like a really dark place for me. So it's almost like the opposite of depression and darkness that exists within me. So it's healing.
And the good is reflected by the audience.
Like, there was a little girl today that was like, he was wearing girls' clothes, and she was so like open about it. I was like, yes, I am. And I mean, her parents kind of were taking the lead and like, you can dress up however you want. You could be a boy one day, a girl the other day. And I just kind of let them take it. And I happened to be wearing bright blue lipstick today with glitter all over it. I'm like, and you could even take it a step further and wear blueberry lips that sparkle in the sun.
As families pile out of the library, they're glowing. And you can see the sense of pride on parents' faces, almost like satisfaction they had shown their kids something important. A day at the library where beauty and wonder don't end with story time. For Cross Currents, I'm Corinne Smith.